Kentucky beat two rivals on Saturday. One in a basketball game as the Cats took down Tennessee. The other on the recruiting trail as Kentucky lands Carter Knox over the Louisville Cardinals. That's going to be the conversation today on the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how awesome was it when you got the news that Kentucky had landed Carter Knox?
Yeah, so, you know, I was having a great time because Kentucky had just beaten Tennessee, and I wasn't really on my phone all that much during the game, and so I checked my phone after the game, and I'm like, we just got Carter Knox. Like, this is – I was actually shocked because normally when someone commits to Kentucky, yeah, it's like, oh, this has been in the works for a little while now. But Louisville was the real number one choice here for a while, and either – I thought it was going to be either Louisville or the G League.
Yeah.
And so when I found that news out, I was really, really excited. Our boy Cal still got it.
Yeah. I did not – once again, you know, I, you know, you pre-write articles when you're going to get a commit. I was not expecting this one. I'll tell you that. I was not expecting Carter Knox. It sounded like you said, Louisville or the G League. And I mean, and you called me, this guy broke the news to me. We're at I'm out at dinner and Carson calls me, Carter Knox. I'm like, what? And then I pull up Twitter. I'm like, no way. It was crazy. And yeah, Kentucky lands Carter Knox. So, I mean, huge win. I love, you know, putting Louisville in a locker when it comes to getting a recruit. So, you know, what are your thoughts on Carter Knox as a player? You know, big time get, of course, and all that. You know, younger brother of Kevin Knox, former Kentucky player. But what are your thoughts on him as a player? What does he bring to Kentucky?
Yeah, so I actually recently watched his game against the City Reapers in the OTE League.
Uh-huh.
And him and Somto are actually on the same team, another commit for this class. Yeah. But during the games that I watched, he looked really, really good. To me, he looks like a kind of a pure scorer. Mm-hmm. Like he's very athletic and he's very pro oriented. He has a lot of pro moves in his bag.
Yeah.
He's fundamentally sound in that aspect. And I think that's really good for us because when, you know, we have a couple fundamental players on this team, like Reed Shepard, you know, fundamental basketball players are the best kind of players. Yeah. But so Carter, yeah, I think he's really good. He's really athletic, a scorer that can really impact our team next year.
You know, the only, and it's not a concern. I mean, there's no concern to a five-star recruit, but, and he's ranked 19 in 24/7 Sports composite rankings. I didn't look, I'd have to look. One website definitely has him hung back, and it's why he's not a five-star. Because I've watched the film, too. This is a five-star player. There's no debate there. But, you know, the 6'5" for a three, I don't – what are your thoughts there? I mean, that does not project in the NBA.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. So, I honestly think – I think his handle – might be good enough to be a two, and he's a physical guy. Like he's built,
he's built, good shape. He's built well. Yeah.
Yeah. He's very athletic. So I think he's that 2-3 hybrid. I think you see, Rob's playing the two at 6'1" right now. Like he's a little guy.
But, yeah.
I mean, of course Rob's super, super shifty. Carter Knox, I think he'll be fine. Remember Isaiah Briscoe played the three, with Fox and Monk. I mean, and he was pretty good. Most people won't remember him as super, super lighting it up, but he has one of the only triple doubles in Kentucky basketball history. So he does a lot. Carter does a lot of things well, and I think he will impact the team next year. I just don't know on what level that impact will be.
Yeah.
So we'll see when it comes to that.
And, you know, a lot of that, before we hit record, we were going to discuss that. And it's like, you can't really project that. We don't know who's going to come back. We don't know who's going to be on this team. You know, it's like in a month, this will be a conversation we'll have on this show. But right now it's just difficult to have that. So, I mean, this is just a huge get. It was a player. I wanted Kentucky to get one more guy. When Duke landed that 7'2" kid, I really, really wanted that kid. When Duke landed him, I was like, I don't think I'd like Carter Knox. I don't think we're going to get him. Landing him is huge. I mean, it just, and it's not like, you know, you're lacking talent in this class, of course. And, you know, I bet Coach Cal, I wonder what he's going to do in the portal. And that's the same thing. That's going to be decided by who leaves. There's a couple kids in the portal I really like. That'll be another show. So we're not going to get into that right now. But I just think this is a massive addition to a class player. He can shoot. He can get to the rim. Great inside game. Like you said, the moves. He's got that. Everybody, you know, watching the show watches enough basketball.
This is a very out there projection, and it's not. I'm not saying statistically wise or points, whatever.
Yeah,
but the way he plays and the fundamentally way he plays, I think he kind of reminds me of like Dwayne Wade in the sense of like how he plays the game.
Yeah, that's fair. But you know, what I was kind of getting at is like I think Carter Knox is a player who. I think we're going to want him to play the two. I think 6'5" as a three. He is built. He's a strong key. You know, he is built. He's very strong. You know, he doesn't look. We're not talking like 6'5" and spaghetti noodles for arms. Mm-hmm.
This dude, he's a big guy.
Don't say anything mean about him because you know he's a strong guy. But I think he's going to be a really good player. I think he's a little bit underrated in the rankings. I like his ability to score at all three levels. He can score from all over the floor. I think he's going to be a good player at Kentucky, and you know he's going to play next year. I tell you right now. I mean, how much is he going to? Is he come off the bench? Does he start? That's still to be seen. Kind of depends what these other recruits do. But he's going to be on the floor, and he's going to be a good player. So Carson, I think before we wrap this up, I mean, any other thoughts on Knox, and then any other thoughts on this recruiting class as a whole?
Yeah, I think this class is setting up pretty well. I think our team next year is looking at being one of those classic super athletic Cal teams. Because you got Somto coming in. He's like 6'11". He's got almost a 50-inch vertical. It's actually insane how
so high do you are thought.
And you're gonna have Badu coming back. You're gonna have Knox, who's a super athlete. Billy Richmond's a super athlete. So hopefully this athleticism can turn into a really good, well-rounded, defensively good team. You know, yeah. You're definitely going to have your superstars too, because you got Quaintance coming in. He's a stud.
Yeah.
So, and Boogie, of course, Boogie Fland. He's getting better. I think I watched Boogie highlights from a while ago, and I'm like, I don't know about this kid.
Yeah.
Now the way he's playing, I'm like, this kid's cold. So no,
he's playing good ball. He's playing.
So I also wanted to talk a little bit about our friends down the street, but I mean, I live here, but as in Lexington down the street, Louisville, their fans might be torn, but they might be a little happy because I think this is probably the end of the Kenny Payne era.
Yeah.
At Louisville.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I love this class too. I think that you know, sometimes I told you before we clicked record. I think sometimes Coach Cal has these, well, we're super athletic, but we're not really basketball players type of classes. And, you know, Reed Shepard, Rob Dillingham, those dudes are basketball players. You know,
well, if you remember when Rob was coming in, people were like, oh, he might be out of control. He might be, you know, but he locked in. So I think that's a tip of the cap to Cal.
Yeah.
And that's what Cal is. Cal's a guy who can get the guys to play together. So I think even though we're super athletic and we might not be the best, most savvy basketball guys, I think if Cal can get them to buy in, then they'll be great.
Yeah, and Boogie Fland is your guy that is a basketball player. And when I say basketball player, I'm not saying that Rob Dillingham and Reed Shepard are not athletic. I'm just saying they, you know, high IQ, they can shoot the ball. They can't just jump high and touch things because, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter. You got to be able to do other things. You know, Damian Collins is the CEO of athletic.
Yeah, and our, talking about. I'll throw you one out there. You remember the Dragon, Khalil Whitney?
Yeah, but yeah.
He left the team mid-season. He was like a freak athlete coming in, and we were like, oh, this kid's going to be great.
I forgot that even happened.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, when was that? That name.
That was like, the year. Oh, was that goodness.
Our freshman year of college?
That was the year we had Quad A and Shea on the team, I think. Maybe. I could be wrong.
I feel like that was more recent. I could be
you
wrong.
Think, you think so? Well, I'll double check on that. Let me check on that.
Yeah, wow. Look that up. But, I mean, just back to this class. I love Quaintance. Travis Perry, I like what you're getting out of him. You know, is he going to be Reed Sheppard being the Kentucky kid and, you know, from here leading scorer in the state? I don't know if he's going to be Reed Sheppard, but I think he's going to be a good player, and I think he can shoot it. He moves well with the basketball. They're not the same player, even though they're both from Kentucky, and, you know, we're going to make that comparison because they're both, you know, hometown heroes. He played
on the team with the with Maxi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was what year?
That was the year. That was the year right before COVID.
Yeah, it was our freshman year of college.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I remember that because he was from Chicago, I think. And when I was
he is
Chicago,
yeah he went to Rose Hill Catholic.
Yeah, I that's why I remember that name, because somebody I played baseball with knew him or high school with him. But I knew that there was I'd forgotten his name, but like I remember him as a human being in that. But yeah, I feel good about this class. I think Quentin's gonna be a great player. I love Billy Richmond. I am a huge Billy Richmond guy, and I know you are as well. I think Boogie Fland is an underrated player. I think Samto Cirilo is going to come in and do a lot of good things. Is he going to be a scorer? Really? No. I mean, he's going to dunk.
I watched Carter play against the City Reapers. Samto's on the same team, so I got to watch him too. He is very, very good at defense and rebounding because he can jump so high, and he's a strong guy. Like, he boxes out well. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got that kind of Oscar vibe to him when he throws people around.
Yeah.
And he's very, very athletic.
And he'll develop as a scorer. You know, I don't think Samto Cirilo, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I think he's more of a couple year guy. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, I agree. He's not a one time guy. The thing with Samto is you're going to have some highlights. Like, that dude is going to get on some highlight films.
Yeah. So,
but I want to say one other thing. So I went to the Drake concert last night, and all of course the basketball team was there, and Jasper Johnson was actually in attendance with some of the guys. He's a 25 kid, but he's a Woodford County
incredible player.
Yeah, he's incredible. But what I want to say is, if you're a recruit and you're getting to go front row as Drake talks about how much he loves the Kentucky Wildcats, I mean, if you don't pick Kentucky, he brought Rob Dillingham out on stage.
I wrote about that at Wildcats today. I said, what other school is your star player going to get brought up on stage by Drake, who's arguably the, you know,
biggest sensation
in the world when it comes to music? Taylor Swift, you know, and then probably Drake, or one and two, or one and one. I mean, like, it's insane. Like, I mean, it's no other school can do that. No. And then there's gonna be Duke fans. Man, no,
they can't.
No, sorry. You know, Duke's recruiting well, but that's just what coach. There's no better recruiter than John Calipari.
Nope.
End of story. Carson, any other thoughts?
None other than I think we got a really good class coming in, and I think we might add another piece, whether that be either in the transfer portal or a reclass. So I still think there's more to come on this class.
Homer, what do you got to say about it, bud? Nothing.
What's up, Homer?
He just wanted to come in and say what's up. Yeah, he just popped to the door. But yeah, I mean, so, and once again, if y'all missed yesterday, we put out a recap of the Tennessee game. And then on Wednesday, tomorrow, we will be dropping a SEC prediction. We're going to talk about that. We are going to make brackets and share those, talk about Kentucky's potential matchup with either Texas A&M or Ole Miss. That will be tomorrow's show. So if you want to hear us laugh at Tennessee, that was yesterday's show. If you want to hear us preview the SEC tournament, that'll be coming up tomorrow, probably around 4 or 5 o'clock or so. That'll be coming out. We'll record that when you get off work. So that's going to do it. But once again, if you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. It really does help a ton. Appreciate all y'all commenting every day. It really means a lot to us. So everybody have a great rest of your day today. And once again, we will see you tomorrow.